You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to a Ravens Weekly special. We don't officially return until next week, hopefully. But in the meantime, we managed to catch the Meet the Manager evening earlier on in the week, and we thought we'd put it out in audio format for those of you that have been enjoying the podcast and don't necessarily get a chance to watch the video. So here is manager Neil Smith, joined by Mark Hammond, Alan Dunn, Jack Holland and Luke Coulson at the season ticket holders Meet the Manager evening.
Okay, so we're going to start off just by asking a few questions to our fantastic panel down here, and then we're going to hand over to you guys. Any supporters that would like to ask questions later on, we will more than happily accommodate them. So, Neil, we're going to start off with you. It's been a busy few weeks for you. You've got business done really early this time. It must be a weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, it was one of them where we highlighted players towards the end of the season, really wanted to bring in who would improve our squad and, you know, give us a chance for this season. So, you know, whereas last year, probably, or the season before, we had the cup final to deal with and, you know, finished so late, we thought we'd get our business in a lot earlier because, you know, you've seen this division now, it's getting stronger and it's getting, you know, harder to get out of this division each year. So it was one of them where we highlighted the players between ourselves, the coaching staff, who we wanted, and, you know, get them in as soon as we can.
Mark, we'll move on to you now. Obviously, as well as being the assistant manager for the first team, you are the academy director and spent a lot of time shaping what has become a fantastic part of the club. And there's been a lot going on, hasn't there, in the past year? Can you sum up what's been achieved for us?
If we start from the lower end, we've had success this year from the under-14s and under-15s. They're now both national champions, where both teams went to the home of football, which is, well, not Wembley, but St George's Park, and they were successful. So again, what we're going to do is celebrate against, I believe, Crystal Palace, where both teams, both squads are going to do a guard of honour, and they'll celebrate the coaching staff and all the squad, and just share the success of what they're doing. And I think we're starting now to see the fruits of the labour coming through, especially within the past 4 weeks. We've signed an academy player as a first team professional contract, and we've got three under 23s players now that are part of Neil's squad. So we're really looking forward to embedding everything that we've put together in the past 3 years. So yeah, it's looking good.
Alan, we'll come on to you now. We've seen you take a much more coaching-led role now, obviously still registered as a player, but getting really involved in the coaching on a day-to-day basis. How are you finding it?
Yeah, I enjoy coaching. Look, nothing beats playing football. It's the best. Getting the chance to coach, work with Neil and Mark, who've taken me in and given me a platform to coach and learn. I've really enjoyed it. It's my third season now. I love the club. I love coaching and helping the players develop. I just wish I was 10 years younger.
Obviously, as a player and as the skipper, we've had a lot of new players coming into the squad, and obviously they returned on Tuesday. How's it been welcoming everyone in?
Yeah, especially, I seem to come here and say the same thing every year about the players coming in, and that's a credit to the management and the gaffer. Again, this year we have a bunch of really good boys, even though we've been in third day today. Everyone's gelled well. You sort of know the players from, you know, playing against them and from the circuit. So them coming in today, I think we welcome into an environment that is friendly. It's tough. These past 3 days have been tough training, and we have boys here that want to be here. They want to work for the club and hopefully take the club on to where we want to be. But they're obviously, so far, being around them, it's bubbly, it's lively, and I'm very excited for what's coming this year.
Alan, And Luke, obviously you've been here since December with us. A lot of players come in and say there's quite a unique atmosphere and vibe about this club. How have you been finding it so far? All cut there.
How friendly everybody was, and obviously the positive environment that the staff create helps you settle in so quickly, especially with people like Jack Pollock as well, who've obviously taken me under his wing. Thanks, kid. And also, you know, having someone like Donny, who's just a 10 years older version of you. So, it's been really good. Really good.
And back to you, Neil. We've seen, as we've said, a lot of good quality signings coming in. How excited are you about the players that you brought into this side?
Very. You know, like we've had meetings already, and nothing is guaranteed on paper. You know, on paper, I think I've got a very good and strong squad that can be competitive, but you know, it's going to come down to how hard we train right up to the first game of the season, and then what happens during that season. And you know, I'm saying in there as a judge, we also need that up. I don't think we had a lot of it last year, you know, with injuries and everything else. So, yeah, on paper, I think I've got a very strong side. I think I've got a very competitive side. I've got competition for all places, but you know, the only thing I've ever wanted to do at this club is to produce a team that you guys and the rest of the supporters are proud of. And, you know, and I think I've highlighted players that are going to give their all. They're good quality, they're good guys as well, and I think Jack touched on it. They wanted to come here. You know, in before, I'm having to sort of beg players to come here to, you know, come to a little Bromley and everything else. And I think over the course of the last few seasons, I think we've established ourselves in this division. We'll actually want to come and play for Bromley. And that's all I've ever wanted. You know, we will produce our own. We've got a great academy, as Marcus touched on, you know, signing these players that are coming through. You know, hopefully we can announce a couple of things in the next couple of days. But ultimately, you need a team that are ready to go for it now, you know, to help those young guys through. And I think with the people that I've brought through and got into this club, I think it gives us a great chance to try and do something. I want to make history every year. And even though we came 12th last year, I think that was a cracking season for us. Obviously, the start wasn't great, but you know, when you look at the clubs that are coming down, your Notts Counties, you know, founding members of this, you know, that league that's above us, through where we want to get to. We're competing against them again. We've had Leighton Orient, you know, Salford, took £4 million to get up through the playoffs. These are the type of clubs that we're able to compete against. So to produce our own players, brilliant. To bring in the guys that I brought in, absolutely fantastic. But I can't do it without, you know, yourselves and the staff that I'm, you know, getting around me. Everybody needs to pull the same direction. Everybody wants to achieve the same thing. And it will be a tough season. But I think with the players I've got, I think it will be an exciting one too.
And Mark, something that we've seen introduced into the academy side of things this year has been the Girls Academy, which has been, again, a massive success. How's that been?
Yeah, I've kind of, in their own phrases, they're calling themselves Team Legacy. So, because they're the first kind of team, but you know, it was the pilot year. But again, lower down, we've invested in launching the under-12s and 13s and 14s. And we've got a strong cup-winning side coming through into the girls next year. And they were unfortunate in the final of the Kent Cup. They were runners-up, but they promised me silverware this year, so fingers crossed. But it's a vibrant division of the club, and it's only going to grow and grow and grow as the women's game and England are playing tonight. And you saw that 3 weeks ago, celebrating the Scotland game, we had a women's football day. Again, over the next couple of years, there's going to be a strategy to grow the women's game, the girls' game. Hopefully, we can come compete in the WS League against the likes of the Queen's Palace. So yeah, again, like I said, it's all falling into place. But through the hard work again, but the backroom staff, from the academy coaches, the teaching staff, Sue Whittaker, all of the guys that work here day to day are all pushing the project forward, which helps. So fingers crossed.
And obviously we've seen the players come back, as we touched on, to training this week. How's it been to coach them and to meet the new guys as well?
Yeah, we've had two really tough days. First day and second day. Today was very tough, and the boys have come back extremely fit, hungry. We've got a mix of experience in the team, hunger of players who played in the league, youth, a bit older than youth. We've got a good group. They've come back looking well. It is early days, but there is a desire in the group and a hunger in the group to succeed, and you can sense that even from the first day when they came in. Boys want to achieve something. Got the right manager in Mark and Mark assistant, and I think the club is going places, and I think the players can see that.
Jack, Danny's just touched on it there. Lots of fitness work in the past couple of days. How's it been?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
No, it's we prepare ourselves a lot for what comes, and you know, it's demanding. The gaffer and the management demand a lot of us, and I think that's only right for the levels we want to reach and the goals we have. I think we have to be prepared for that. I know on a personal level, Luke has done a lot of work over the off season. He's shown he's been leading the way with the running and stuff. And to be fair, we've come back a very, very fit group. It's very tough to try and keep up with some people. Billy, the academy kid, Billy Kraskin, unless you don't know, he's been leading the way. And for someone that young to lead the way is positive for what we're aiming for as players. I actually have been enjoying it. I didn't just say that. But I'm looking forward to working a bit harder and hopefully achieve something special.
And Luke, obviously, pre-season, the first pre-season fixture just around the corner. How are you feeling about the season ahead, and have you got any aims or targets in mind?
Definitely, I think you always set yourself some personal targets and starts to hit. I don't know if anyone was at Hartlepool, but it'd be nice to score another one of those goals. But I knew that'd get you. Obviously, I've been here 6 months now, and there's obviously new players coming in, a few that I know, so a big part of it for me is obviously helping them settle in, the quicker they can settle in, the quicker they're not too sure they do on the pitch. So yes, it's all moving well, getting the goals and the assists, but obviously we want to have a winning mentality and making sure that we're winning as a team, and that's obviously the be-all in the end.
And Neil, going back to the players that you've brought in this summer, there's a buzz about the fan base, there's a buzz about the club. Are the days of being the underdog slowly going away?
I think it's one of them where I think last year we probably stood still, and in this division it's as good as going backwards. And I'm not saying that, you know, in a bad way, and with some of the players I had. I think this year we've had to go and get ready-made players, you know, your Michael Cheeks and Clifton, who both scored 17 goals between them up front, just putting pressure on, you know, the players that I've already kept here for next season. And that's all I want. I just want to keep striving to be better, better, better every season. You know, we've got Jordan Higgs, who's probably started his pre-season for the first time in 2 years, fully fit in the last few years. He's had Glazer fever, he's had a foot injury, and, you know, he's fully fit now to coincide with bringing in someone like Billy Bingham from, you know, Gillingham League One, to obviously go alongside Frankie Raymond. So we're trying to bring in players that are just going to keep bettering this club. Like I've said, you know, this club, you know, you've only got to look at the stand, has got ambitions that are way above just staying in this division. They want to get promotion. I want to get this club in the league. So it's a big ask. So are we the underdogs compared to some of the clubs that are coming down? Yeah, we still are. But I think all of a sudden people were, you know, a bit more wary of us. Beforehand, when we first come into the league, I think clubs were coming here just trying to beat us. We're just going to beat Bromley. I mean, clubs now are coming down to us and trying not to beat. So it's now setting another sort of mindset to our players of, you know, teams are coming here to defend and not lose against us. Something happened over the last couple of years, and I think it's going to be a similar sort of pattern this year. I think clubs are wary of us, you know, and I want to go in there with the positivity that we can win every game. I don't fear anybody in this division, I've never had. I only fear what we produce, and if we produce to our best, I genuinely believe we can have a very, very exciting season.
I'll just go back to you. Another success of the past season has been the under-23 side, or professional development squad, managed by Danny Mills. And like you touched on, we've seen the likes of Billy Prass, Prince, Briggs Ogerman as well coming through. How important is it that players who go into that squad see the pathway through to the first team?
vitally important. We set it up a year ago, and they've been playing in the Suburban League, where they play against non-league teams, but they're playing against men, so they're actually preparing themselves for adult football. So this year, they're still only 19. Excuse me. Still only 19, so actually, like the gaffer was just saying, the gulf between academy football now and the National League is quite big, and it is a physical and tough league, especially for young players. So they've done really, really well this year, and obviously the three of the Matt has mentioned deservedly with their contracts. So fingers crossed we can get one on the pitch, if not two, throughout the season.
Jack, I just want to come back to you on this one as well. We've spoken just a few moments ago about how the club is continually breaking records for season ticket sales, and obviously everybody sat here has made that commitment to the club for next season. What does it mean to you as a player?
Yeah, no, it means a lot. I mean, being here as long as I have and the continued support that I've seen has just been amazing. And we do come out here and we do give our all for you. I know it's just one of them things you think, oh, I'm just saying it, but trust me, it goes a lot deeper than you might think. And to see again where the club's going to go, I think we're going to need the support more than ever, and especially this year when we try and, you know, maybe push a bit further, it will come down to them nights where we need that extra push. And you know, we're going to make it again where you'll be able to see every player will be in there talking to you, like you can ask any question you like, and I personally like that. I think the more bond we have with the support and the fans, you know, it makes us have that little more of a push for you. So, but it's been amazing, and I hope for another good year of support this year for us.
Neil, as we were saying as well, pre-season, the first fixture round the corner. Hi, Nigel. The first fixture round the corner. Your old club.
Oh, so that way, alright.
Yeah, very much so. Had a great time for them. It was a special time for me there. Two great years. Obviously winning the championship as well, playing with some fantastic people, but you know, my whole concentration is on Bromley Football Club. It's a pre-season game, you know, there's no real meaning to it other than the fact that I want to get the boys fit, I want to get them, you know, up to speed. You've played against some very good players, obviously quite a few players coming in, and wanting to probably beat us as well. So it'll be a tough game, it'll be a first game that we can, you know, have a look at our players gelling together, and hopefully, you know, see some little bonds and little partnerships that can, you know, hopefully produce during the season. So that, you know, what I'm looking at over the fact that, yeah, it's full of it's a great pre-season game for us, and someone we probably haven't played against before, but for me it's looking at how my team's progressing after the first couple of weeks of coming back from pre-season. And obviously plenty of good fixtures against sides at varied levels this pre-season, to obviously hope that the boys will be ready to hit the ground running come the 3rd of August.
Yeah, you know, we play the Crawford South side because, you know, we want to be get to them. Obviously, the league sides and the championship sides that are coming down, you know, that's you know, for the supporters to come down and see their future talent. But for me, it's all about us. You know, all these games, you know, they bring up something different in every one of them, and you just want to see how you play. You know, my whole program this pre-season is making sure that we peak on the first game of the season. Hopefully, you know, whoever we play, home or away, from August, you know, we're up and running. I think we started a little bit slow last year and it put us under a little bit of pressure, but, you know, I learned a lot about myself and my coaching staff and about the players, because it was difficult. And without your support and you know, every game coming in there afterwards and, you know, keep going and stuff like that, you are vitally important, guys. And, you know, and all I say is, you know, you spread the word, you get, you know, we want to fill this club up now. We want, you know, we want to get to the 2,000 mark. For the first walk through the door.
Going up, mate.
2001, he's allowed it every now and again. Don't get used to that seat, Nigel.
So it's one of them where, you know, when I first walked in, we were getting, you know, 200-300 supporters average to, you know, getting to that 1,500-1,600 now. And it'd be lovely to get that 2,000 supporters, you know, when we took them to and there was 20,000. You know, I want to get this place buzzing, like when we play against the Orients in the last game of the season. And with that support, I genuinely believe we can have that at home everywhere. Is he still talking? Take your headphones out. I really want to get this place, you know, up and ready, and I want to make it a hard place for people to come and play. You know, as I say, I want to fill all those seats up over there. I want to fill all these seats up here when we get the extension again. You know, this club is really trying to go places, but we can't go without, obviously, me producing a team that you're proud of and that you're willing to spend a word for, and obviously for you guys coming every week.
And Alan, even since yourself has come into the club, it's a club that's continually developing and it's now becoming slightly easier to attract the calibre of players that we have done.
Yeah, like I said, it's my third season here. When I'm coming out my first season, the pitch was obviously grass. It wasn't great. It was raining and waterlogged and stuff. But since the progression in the last 3 years, where the club's gone and the ambition of the club is partly why I'm here. The club wants to get into the league. I play in the league. It's a great place, and there's no reason why I don't think I normally can't get in the league. So it's exciting. Yeah.
I'd just like to, just before we come to your questions, I'd just like to go to Neil and Jack quickly. You will all notice somebody who's not here with us tonight, who is currently in hospital, and that is, of course, Mr. Jim Brown, who we all love dearly and who we all know, obviously, being the club shop manager. Such an important figure for this club for many years, and someone who's a fighter and so positive at the minute. I know you've been to see him very recently.
Yeah, Jim's a special person for the club, but ultimately on a personal note for me. You know, when we have had bad times and he's travelling back with supporters and they might be having a little go at what I've done or what I haven't done and stuff like that, he'll come and support me. He'll always say, you know, stick with it, he knows what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. And I treasure that sort of support from a guy that you see every morning when we come in. He's giving me, you know, more money to go and get a player. He, you know, everything he can do in that shop, it isn't for himself. It's not earning for himself. He's giving it to me. You know, so when you've got a genuine guy who has supported me, laying in hospital, having the treatment he's having, you know, and he's still being positive. You know, I only texted him the other day, and you know, we've said we'll carry him. You know, we'll get him here, you know, somehow, because his support for me has been immense, and the support for the club, that, you know, before I even arrived here, you know, is well known amongst you guys. You know, you go in there, and, you know, we've got a lot of people like that at this club. You know, I've got Brian over there, you know, he's in exactly the same, but he comes in, he does hardly anything, but looks busy. Genuinely, you know, these guys that were here a long time before myself and will be here, you know, if ever I win. They genuinely love the club. And Jim Brown, you know, he's the ultimate guy that does that, you know, the hours he does in there, folding up the kit, getting the kit out, you know, and then supporting us. You know, I genuinely, you know, and I hope, you know, I'll see him tomorrow. I can give him your love and your best wishes to send to him, because he does. This club means so much to me.
Gavin said everything there. He means a lot to the club and to me personally. But it's my seventh year here now, and he obviously has been here the whole time. From the day I walked into the club to the day, you know, to this moment, he says hello to me every day. Dear boy, every day. Dear boy, outrageous. But yeah, he does so much, and when I even need something, so, you know, like a shirt, he'd be the first one to say, yeah, no problem, I'll get it for you. Brilliant. And again, I know from the players who have spent time here, and they're sending their well wishes to him. I've actually got a lot of messages from former players when they heard about Jim, and you know, we'll send their messages on. But that is a testament to how big of a character he is here, and how much he is loved. And so to see it happen to him, yeah, positive, is a real inspiration.
and you know, he'll battle through as he always does, and hopefully he'll be out soon. So.
Where I come from, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.